Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Today, President-elect Joe Biden has tapped former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack for a second stint as the U.S. Agriculture Secretary. Vilsack served 8 years as Ag Secretary under President Barack Obama and has been a longtime supporter of Biden. The Iowa Department of Public Health is reporting an additional 99 COVID-19 deaths and an additional 2,246 confirmed cases. Some of those deaths are from earlier in the pandemic. As the state's numbers undergo methodology changes, Siouxland District Health today says there have been 103 cases added to the total case count in the last 24 hours, and Woodbury County is still experiencing significant community spread of COVID-19. And Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center and Unity Point Health St. Luke's are reaching out to the business community asking for help in combating COVID-19. The hospitals say they've experienced the highest number of COVID-19 patients since the beginning of the pandemic. They're asking business owners to require employees and customers to wear a mask to help reduce the transmission of COVID-19 in the community. And Unity Point Health today says it plans to raise the minimum hourly wage of its workers to $15 an hour. That pay increase goes into effect in January. Also today, news that the trial of Christian Bahena Rivera has been delayed until next spring because of the coronavirus pandemic. Bahena Rivera is accused of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts in the summer of 2018. The trial was supposed to begin January 25th at the Scott County Courthouse in Davenport. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.